Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. It is Tuesday, February 3rd, 2015, and I'm Leanne McAdoo. Here are tonight's top stories.
Tonight, Fox News blames the unvaccinated for the failure of vaccines to provide immunity. Megyn Kelly gets her Orwell on.
It's about Big Brother, but on the other hand, some things do require some involvement of Big Brother.
Parents own the children, and it is an issue of freedom.
And the big lie of 5% unemployment. All that and more on tonight's InfoWars Nightly News.
When you see all of the mainstream media across the board, liberal, conservative, and the president as well as potential presidential candidates, all people speaking in unison, coming out from under their rocks to all parrot the exact same thing, it's time to really pay attention to what's not being said. Everyone's talking about the measles outbreak and mandated vaccines, kind of blaming this current outbreak on anti-vaxxers. Now, even though it's already been admitted that these measles were brought in by someone who, probably outside of the country, of course, California, being one of the largest populations for illegal immigrants who were flooded into the country, forced into public schools. Nobody wants to talk about where these measles might have came from. They just want to blame it on anti-vaxxers. Now, even though you're more likely to die from the measles vaccine itself than you are from the virus, I think the CDC's own numbers put it at 0.003% chance that you could die from measles. That's not the point. The point is they want to demonize anti-vaxxers, people who would actually question the safety or efficacy of vaccines. And that's exactly what the liberal media and conservative media is doing. They're in attack mode against Rand Paul and Chris Christie for daring to express their opinions on mandated vaccines. Chris Christie said that parents should have some measure of choice on whether or not their kids are going to get vaccinated. And Rand Paul had this to say.
I've heard of many tragic cases of walking, talking, normal children who wound up with profound mental disorders after vaccines. I'm not arguing vaccines are a bad idea. I think they're a good thing. But I think the parents should have some input. The state doesn't own your children. Parents own the children, and it is an issue of freedom.
Now, I guess just to reiterate that he is not against vaccines, Rand Paul actually tweeted out a picture of himself getting his booster shot today. He said it was kind of ironic that he was there getting his booster vaccine, and he wonders how the liberal media will spin this story, saying that he's, you know, an anti-vaxxer and trying to tie him in with some extremist group. How dare he? He's a doctor. His dad's a doctor. But like he said, he's not against vaccines. What he is against is mandated vaccines. Mandated vaccines and also the staggering amount of vaccines that children are given before their immune system has an opportunity to really boost itself, to really give your child a chance to withstand everything that's out there. It's admitted that these vaccines will leave you susceptible for other more virulent strains of a disease or the flu shot that doesn't even work for the strain of flu that's around this season, but your kid's probably going to get a stronger version of it. So that's what I'm also against. It doesn't even make sense the amount of vaccines that children are getting. But like I said, it's not just the liberal media who is now really having this concerted effort to demonize those who question vaccines. Conservative media as well. This is how you know that there is a top-down effort, a top-down mandate to take over this conversation.
If you have been vaccinated, you shouldn't panic because you're not going to
get it. You could get it, but you would get a mild form,
much
is what
more,
they say.
Yeah, it's just almost like a cold. Mm-hmm. But the 10% can't go to school unless you get vaccinated. It's
more and
easy.
More. This is going to be a big issue for these politicians going forward because it's about Big Brother. But on the other hand, some things do require some involvement of Big Brother.
Some things do.
Sometimes Big Brother is necessary. Listen, Kelly, this is not just about the measles vaccine. Allowing the government to mandate you be injected with anything whatsoever, mandating that you have to take an injection against your will, that should be ringing alarms. That should be waving the red flag. Now, in the past, President Obama and Hillary Clinton both said that they questioned the science behind vaccines, but now they have turned around and they are saying, vaccinate your children. We must all vaccinate our children. Now, in addition, the Fox News hosts, Kelly and O'Reilly, they were basically saying that the controversy that is being asserted over these unvaccinated children, people who don't want to take these state-mandated vaccines, just shouldn't let their kids go to school. Their kids just shouldn't be allowed to go to school, which is kind of like, oh, please, no, don't send me to your state-mandated Common Core, you know, programs that you got there. But other people are calling to imprison parents who don't want to vaccinate their children. Some people are saying, if you don't want to vaccinate, just stop having kids altogether. So those are the choices that are being set up for people. Stop having kids, don't go to school, or prison time. And of course, this is all just part of a misleading narrative that's attempting to whitewash the very real concerns that medical professionals and parents have surrounding the dangers of vaccines. Now, what are they not telling you about vaccines? What is the mainstream media not talking about? Here are 21 questions that you're just not supposed to ask. I'll just select a few of them. Question number one, if measles vaccines confer measles immunity, then why do already vaccinated children have anything to fear from a measles outbreak? Hello, if your children are vaccinated, what are you even worried about? Question two, if the vaccines work so well, then why did Merck virologists file a False Claims Act with the U.S. government describing the astonishing scientific fraud of how Merck faked its vaccine results to trick the FDA? And that ties into the third question about linking vaccines to autism. This is from a CDC scientist who openly confessed to committing scientific fraud. The CDC selectively omitted clinical trial data after the fact in order to obscure an existing link between vaccines and autism. And of course, here's the big question that I'm always asking. If these vaccines are so incredibly safe, then why does the vaccine industry need absolute legal immunity from all harm caused by its products? I mean, think about that. And then, of course, there's all sorts of warning labels on the vaccines themselves, just awful things that could potentially happen to your children. Those are the things that they're not talking about. The mainstream media is not telling you about the vaccine inserts that admit that there have been no clinical trials on the very population that's getting the injections. They've done no clinical trials on fetal development in pregnant women, or they don't know how it's going to affect a child under five because it hasn't been tested on children under five. So, of course, there was no mainstream media coverage of the CDC whistleblower coming forward to admit that they fibbed on this data, that they knew there was a link to autism and vaccines, but they obscured the data. And, of course, no coverage of Dr. Maurice Hilleman, who was caught on tape bragging about the fact that Merck knew that there was leukemia, cancer viruses in the vaccines, but they administered them anyway. And he even joked about how wonderful it was that they sent these vaccines to the Russians, who would then be loaded down with tumors, and then they would lose at the Olympics. So this is a Merck scientist here, I mean, decades ago, admitting this. And this is what this is all about. It's just try to dissuade this conversation, take over this conversation. It's all about lies. But that's what you need to worry about, is why are they pushing for mandated vaccines? What's next? Are they going to mandate that you get clinical, this Ebola vaccine that hasn't even been tested? That's what's coming next. They're going to use that to scare. You want to send your kid to school? Well, you need this Ebola vaccine. I mean, we haven't really tested the safety or efficacy of it, but do it or go to jail. I mean, that's what they're basically setting this up, this argument for. That's the issue with mandated vaccines. And it can't all just be to fill the pockets of the pharmaceutical companies. I mean, we know that they own and control all of our political representatives that are out there. So we know that that's a big part of it, is, you know, filling the pockets of the big pharma. But that can't just be it. I mean, something a little bit more sinister is going on behind the scenes. And, you know, as Megyn Kelly pointed out, they're obviously making this a presidential issue for 2016. Going to see where our presidential candidates stand on this issue. Now, here's Paul Joseph Watson's report, kind of explaining what they're not telling you about vaccines and exposing what the government has done in the name of the greater good.
The issue of mandatory vaccinations has suddenly been seized upon by the media to characterize the 2016 presidential race, with both Rand Paul and Chris Christie being savaged by left and right for asserting that parents should have the right to choose whether their children are given vaccines.
But I just have to begin by asking, did you really just say to Laura Ingraham that you think most vaccines in this country should be, quote, voluntary?
Well, I guess being for freedom would be really unusual. I guess I don't understand the point, why that would be controversial.
Professor, what I said was that there has to be a balance, and it depends on what the vaccine is, what the disease type is, and all the rest.
Now, despite the fact that both Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama said back in 2008 that the science on vaccines was inconclusive, now changing their position completely, both the left and right have responded to this Rand Paul, Chris Christie take on vaccines by asserting that the state should have the power to forcibly inject people against their will. In his USA Today column, Alex Berezow asserted that parents who do not vaccinate their children should go to jail, while Fox News' Megyn Kelly and Bill O'Reilly agreed that Big Brother is required to enforce injections.
Mm-hmm. But the 10% can't go to school unless they get vaccinated. It's
more and
easy.
More. This is going to be a big issue for these politicians going forward because it's about Big Brother. But on the other hand, some things do require some involvement of Big Brother.
Some things do.
Now, it's odd that this arose out of a measles outbreak in California, given that the measles vaccine has killed 108 people over the past 10 years in comparison to zero deaths from measles itself. But here's the true narrative that you're not hearing. Empowering the state to inject you or your children against your will is a bigger threat than measles or any vaccine. Giving government the power to make any kind of drug or treatment mandatory, given that pharmaceutical drugs kill 100,000 Americans every year, is patently absurd. This debate shouldn't be about the efficacy of vaccines or the dangers of vaccines. What it should be about is the chilling precedent being set by both the left and the right, including self-proclaimed small government conservatives, who have in fact proven themselves to have no innate and authentic virtues whatsoever, that it now should be completely accepted without question that the government has the right to forcibly mass medicate anyone against their will. There are scientists and government health officials across the world who think that we should put lithium in the water supply to cut the suicide rate. It's for the greater good. The government says it's safe, so what's the problem? Are you an anti-lithium extremist? Well, no, it's about having basic sovereignty and control over your own body. Just look at the sordid history of giving governments unrestricted power over health and medical procedures. I guess the mandatory sterilization of undesirables in the United States right up until the 1970s was for the greater good. Deceiving poor black farmers and subjecting them to dangerous medical experiments against their will and without their knowledge in order to study syphilis during the infamous Tuskegee experiment was for the greater good. Using abandoned black children as unwitting guinea pigs during tests of experimental HIV drugs with side effects including liver damage, tumours and anemia was for the greater good. Ordering US soldiers to walk towards exploding atomic bombs during tests in the Nevada desert in the 1950s, exposing them to ionizing radiation, was for the greater good. I could give you a dozen more examples, but here's the bottom line. An infinitely bigger threat than measles, the measles vaccine, or any vaccine, is giving the state the power to forcibly inject someone against their will. We're not talking about a pandemic. We're not talking about Ebola going airborne. We're talking about measles. It has not killed a single American in the last 10 years. And the fact that the media are using this to smear Rand Paul, who merely asserted that government agents shouldn't have the power to forcibly inject you at gunpoint just illustrates how desperate they are to demonize any anti-establishment candidate in the run-up to 2016. I'm Paul Joseph Watson reporting for Infowars.com.
Are you telling parents you should get your kids vaccinated?
You should get your kids vaccinated.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introduction offer. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. AncientDefense.com. Every year we make resolutions to lose weight and get in shape. And the truth is, it's hard, even with diet and exercise, because of toxic food and our environment that is stressing our bodies more than ever before. Working with experts in nutrition and biochemistry, I found that super high-quality nutraceuticals, in addition to my diet and exercise, were the answers that synergistically worked. I can see the drastic changes every day with the amount of weight I've lost, my increased stamina, and more of a twinkle in my eye. That's why we are now so excited to launch the InfoWars Life Resolution Pack, combining three essential formulations: oxygen-based cleanser Oxy Powder, the Secret 12 bioavailable vitamin B12, and your choice of Super Female or Super Male Vitality. Now all available at a discounted price to you and your family to bring in the new year and make 2015 a true success. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. 2015 is the year to do it, and it all starts at InfoWarsLife.com.
No secret that Obama has opened up the floodgates for illegal immigrants. We reported yesterday about the shadow amnesty program that was basically de facto amnesty enacted way back in 2009, granting work permits to millions of unqualified illegals. So why is this happening? Now, obviously, flooding the country with competition is not only going to really impact U.S. workers, it's going to create competition for jobs, but it's also going to drive down wages. Why would they do that? Well, we've reported on this plenty of times. It's the Cloward-Piven strategy. Look it up. It's all about precipitating crisis to create a welfare state, also known as a slave state. Well, now a witness at a House Judiciary Committee hearing on immigration enforcement is arguing that there is an effort to facilitate immigration as a means to suppress wages. This is Temple University law professor Jan Ting, and he told the committee, good luck with raising the minimum wage to $15 per hour for fast food workers, because the president has already announced he's going to add 5 million illegal immigrants to the legal workforce in 2015, and every employer knows that. So Obama is basically telling the constituents, telling the citizenry, oh, yes, I'm going to get that minimum wage raised for you. I'm going to do that. At the same time, he is flooding the country with illegal immigrants, giving them work visas. So what do you think? Your employers are going to give you someone who has been protesting all day and demands to be paid $15 an hour so you can survive? Or do you think they're going to hold out for these people who are willing to work for less? So, of course, first you're going to have to worry about the illegal immigrants, but then you're going to have to worry about the robots taking over your job So this is a scandal. I mean, this is a national scandal. And the fact that nobody is talking about this, the fact that nobody knows what they're going to do with all of the millions of Americans who are going to be out of work, and not to mention the millions of illegal immigrants or legal undocumented workers that are also going to be out of work in a few years. This is a scandal. It's being ignored. No one is talking about it. But they're all basically saying, let's just bury our heads in the sand and lie about the data. Let's just fib the charts a little bit and make it fit what we need to say. So let's go ahead and debunk this 5.6% unemployment. Now, right now, we're hearing a lot of celebration going on. The media, the White House, Wall Street, they're all just patting themselves on the back for this 5.6% rate, saying unemployment is down. Now, we already know that the 5.6% rate does not include people who have given up looking for work. If you or your family member or someone has just given up in the last 4 weeks looking for a job, even though you're very much unemployed, you are not considered a part of that 5.6%. So we already know that, according to this, right now, as many as 30 million Americans are out of work or severely underemployed. But here is what they're not telling you about that number. If you perform a minimum of 1 hour of work in a week and you are paid at least $20, you are not officially counted as unemployed. So even if you just go and do something for 1 hour a week and you made $20 that week, you're not counted on that list of people who are unemployed. That's how they're getting that 5.6%. But they also say those people who are working a part-time job, who would love to be working full-time but are only working part-time, you know, about 10 hours a week, those people are probably really happy that they have those jobs, but that's considered severely underemployed. The government does not count you in the 5.6%. So it is a complete lie that's being repeated and being used to give themselves a pat on the back by the White House and Wall Street, but it doesn't remotely reflect reality. Now, there really is no need to worry about creating jobs because the government is just going to start regulating jobs that don't even exist. Literal dream jobs. The FAA is saying that they're going to be regulating business on the moon. And this is all in an effort by the United States government to encourage commercial development of the moon. Now, this is according to documents that were obtained by Reuters. The U.S. companies can stake claims to lunar territory through an existing licensing process for space launches. The agency intends to leverage the FAA's existing launch licensing authority to encourage private sector investment in space systems. It'll ensure that commercial activities can be conducted on a non-interference basis, meaning you don't really own that part of the moon, but someone can't land on you and start doing business right where you set up shop. So basically, we're talking about space habitats, you know, space tourism, any areas that they might want to tap for mining or exploration. And the companies are saying that they want to be able to take possession and own whatever they bring back from the moon. If they were able to go there and get it, they want to be able to own it, have possession of it, and sell it if they want. People want to sell moon rocks. But come on, I mean, we haven't even figured out how to clean our own air, our own water, how to use a renewable energy source that isn't going to kill us all eventually if someone accidentally springs a leak in a nuclear facility. What the heck are we doing up on the moon? Do we deserve to go to the moon to destroy the moon as well? And can you imagine people who litter now in this beautiful world going up to space? And they'll just have big gulps floating around in space from all of these people who... But here I am overthinking this whole thing. And according to the mainstream media, you know, why should I care about this jobs crisis? Why should I care about people going to the moon and wrecking shop up in outer space, you know, worrying about the damage that humans will most likely bring there? According to Fox News host Greg Gutfeld, my questioning of these possible outcomes is, you know, I'm a truther because I dare question, dare do a little bit of critical thinking. Now, this is Gutfeld. He had some conspiracy theories of his own about the Super Bowl. He said the Seahawks loss had to be deliberate, a move orchestrated by none other than Pete Carroll, a 9/11 truther.
Okay, when you see a play that was so deliberately self-destructive, the only thing you could conclude is that it was an inside job. And after all, the coach, Coach Pete Carroll is a 9/11 truther. He believes the government had something to do with the, with what happened that ended up in the deaths of what, almost 3,000 people. So I believe that this is an inside job. But now I have to wonder, why did Pete Carroll throw the game? And it's in order to lose his job so he can go work for Alex Jones.
Gutfeld went on to say that what Carroll did was thought himself right out of the right call. He said there was an expected and obvious play that he had to make, and he chose the more complicated one, which is exactly what a truther does. Gutfeld said a truther sees the obvious before he sees the planes hitting the building, but he chose the more complicated idea because it appeared edgier and daring, and it would appear daring and brave if you were actually right. Goes on to say that the truthers were wrong, so that they're fools. Really, he should have thought long and hard about that sweater set combo that he wore for the show. But here he's basically trying to demonize anyone who would dare seek the truth. Now, Carroll made headlines in early 2013 after he allegedly asked a retired four-star general several questions regarding the inconsistencies in the federal government's account of the September 11th attacks. Now, he was asked about this, several days before the Super Bowl, and Carroll stated that he would always be interested in the truth. I mean, is there something so wrong with that? When did it become, you know, wrong to seek the truth? How did they completely alter the meaning of the word truth so that truther is a bad word? We do not call investigative journalists or private investigators. We don't call private investigators conspiracy theorists. It is their job to see beyond the veil, to see beyond the official story or whatever a potential suspect might be telling them actually happened. They have to see beyond all of that and get to the truth. But we don't label them conspiracy theorists. No, we label them private detectives or investigative journalists. Now we don't have investigative journalists. We have mainstream media minions who parrot whatever the top down tells them to say. They're total state-run media, state-run mandated. Those are the words that come out of their mouth. That's what we're calling journalism today. That's what we're calling a free and open press. But this is what you have to look at. Whenever anyone gets together saying the same thing, we know that there's a huge effort to cover it up. They had record number of viewers for the Super Bowl this year. Everyone's talking about that bad call. And so, of course, people are going to be talking about Pete Carroll and his views on 9/11. So they immediately had to squash that story. They had to squash anyone wanting to even talk about the official story and questioning it. And along with that, they want to shame anyone for daring to seek the truth. Shame anyone who dares question the official narrative that's passed on by the state. But we're not going to be shamed. And we know you, as our faithful info warriors, are not going to be shamed either. We don't really care about that. That's what we're here to do, is get to the bottom of things and get to the truth. And if you're watching us on YouTube, please become a subscriber to the Alex Jones channel. We want to see our subscribers go up. It makes the mainstream media so mad when you go to their YouTube channels and they've got like 3,000 subscribers and our videos get millions of views because you guys are sharing them on Facebook and sharing them on social media and, you know, just putting it out there. They really hate to see when our videos get more views than theirs. We have more viewers. There are more people that want the truth. And that's why the mainstream media, the dinosaur media, is dying out. So thank you guys. And we will see you here tomorrow at 7 p.m. Central.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries in the area of health. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. DNA Force is one of the most expensive formulas to produce. Some of the ingredients in DNA Force are $12,000 a kilogram. We are using the coveted, patented, only American source of PQQ, CoQ10, and more. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? Well, we're bringing you a total win-win. The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. we have produced a limited run of DNA Force, and it will take up to 12 weeks to produce more once we sell out. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. And your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.